Welcome back, everybody. Hope you're having a pleasant evening tonight. I want to let you know the number for Line 3. There's two numbers you can call to get on Line 3. One is a toll-free number, and that's 888-228-4494. 888-228-4494. Or the regular number, and this will get you to the same line, which is area code 530-876-3223. So those are the two ways you can get on this third line that we're for some reason nobody's using tonight. But please call there if you want. We have Rosanna on line two from Tucson. Can I talk to Rosanna?
Hi, Mr. Destiny.
Hi, Rosanna. Do I know you?
No.
Okay, just checking. Do you have my books?
No, I don't.
Oh, good. Well, that's great. I love it when we get people that don't know what this whole thing's all about.
Okay.
So I assume you have a question, though.
I do.
And what's your question this evening?
Thank you. Do you see me marrying my boyfriend?
Okay. What is your boyfriend's birthday? Because I have your birthday. You're September 20th, 1952. Is that right?
Yes.
And what's his birthday?
Let's see. He's July 10th.
And what year? Do you know how old he is?
I don't know what year. I think it's 1934, I think.
This is probably why you'll never marry him, because you don't even know his birthday. You know, you don't really care enough about him to really know him that well. You can't even tell me how old he is.
I know him.
But not that well. Just in a kind of a passing fancy kind of way. So how long have you guys been dating?
For 2 years.
2 years. And do you see each other frequently?
Every day.
Oh, well, nice. In this system, everybody is a card.
Okay.
And your card is the Four of Clubs. And your second card, you have two cards usually, and your second card is called the Ruling Card, is a Two of Diamonds. So you're a four and a two.
Okay.
Now, he's a five of diamonds and a seven of clubs. So both of you are half diamond and half club, and that's good for compatibility.
Okay.
Now, his birthday is one of those that has a strong urges for freedom.
Okay.
It's not to say that he won't give that up, but it's harder for fives to consider something like marriage because it involves giving up freedom.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Now, do you guys have a pretty active relationship?
We do. We have our separate interests, and then we come together and share our shared interests.
Yeah, well, you guys have, in this system, you have a lot of Mars energy, which is great for doing things, and it's great for sex.
Okay.
Okay? That's what Mars energy is good for.
Okay.
And, you know, there's definitely some compatibility here between you two, but the biggest question is whether he really wants to commit to one person.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to say if that's something that he really wants to do. I mean, if he wanted it, he'd be talking about it. Is he talking about it?
Occasionally, once in a blue moon, he'll make reference.
And when he does talk about it, what does he say?
Oh, our lives together and planning and where we live and what we will be doing 20 years from now, that kind of thing.
Okay, but he doesn't say, you know, hey, let's get married.
Well,
you know, I had this conversation with a client today, and it's real important to listen to what guys say, because we're not like women when we, and I'm not saying that we're better or worse than women, but we're different. And if we're planning on marrying you, we will talk about that. And if we're not planning on marrying you, we will not use that word. Do you understand?
Yeah, he makes other kinds of, you know, it's like setting up...
Well, see, this is what women, this is the mistake that women make. They misinterpret the other things that he says, and they translate that to mean that he wants to be married, when that's not what he's saying.
Okay, even though he talks about financial...
Yeah, I mean, you know, and like a woman today, she said, well, he said to me, he's always telling me how much he misses me. That must mean he wants to get married, but he never said that, you see.
Even though he talks about financial security, you know, that the money will be left to me kind of thing.
Well, you know, I don't know. Okay, you could easily, instead of asking me, you could ask him. Oh, my God. What an easy solution. You know what I mean? You're asking the wrong person.
Okay.
Because, and it's as simple as like, oh, honey, does that mean you want to get married? It's that simple.
So you see me marrying someone else then?
I don't know. I'd like to see you getting your courage up to say the truth. That's what I would like to see.
Well, I know I could talk him into it, but I don't want to.
Why not?
Oh, you know, you just don't want to do that.
Because you don't really want to get married.
Well, not to someone that I'd have to talk him into it. I'd like us both to be running to the altar.
Well, I'm sure he's enjoying your company, and for whatever time you're together, I think it's going to be good. The indications here that I see for you in the cards could go either way.
Okay.
There's nothing definitive here.
Okay.
That would indicate, but, you know, it's certainly not out of the question either. I mean, what I see here, it could, like, for example, you have very strong indications of moving.
Okay.
In this coming year that starts on your birthday in September.
Okay.
And would that mean moving in with him? See? Maybe it is.
Okay.
If you guys got married, he would have you move in with him, wouldn't he? I think so. So there are indications here that you could actually get married.
Okay. Maybe not to him, though.
And it's possible that he's getting married, too. So, you know... Don't be so afraid to bring up the subject. You know.
Okay.
And not that you're pressing it, but just because, not that you're trying to talk him into it, just because you want to know what he's thinking. You want clarification.
Yeah.
Not in a pushy, trying to talk him into something way, just in wanting to know what's really going on. Okay?
Yeah.
It's really not that hard. I think you guys would make a perfect couple.
Okay.
I mean, seriously, you got great connections, the two of you. There is no problem here.
Okay.
Cancers and Virgos think alike. They're compatible.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
So, you know... It's not a sin to ask for clarification. If he's saying something that sounds to you like he's talking about marriage, just ask him, are you talking about marriage here? Just curious.
Yeah.
And it's okay to tell him what you want to or what you would like to see happen. I mean, he's going to want, if he's a man and wants to give you everything and take care of you, he's interested in what you want. Trust me.
Well, and he knows that is my goal, is to be married. I want to be...
You've made that really clear, abundantly clear.
Oh, I have made it very clear that I am, you know, if it's not with him, I want someone that is definitely with me in the marriage.
Okay, so, you know, you have I'm sure you have some sort of a time limit on this.
Yeah.
This offer expires after 30 days or something like that, right? I mean, it's not good forever, right?
No, and I'm really out there. I'm very active in so many things, a very public way, and so I know that
you might meet somebody else.
Yeah, absolutely, and my back is not turned, and I'm not shut off to meeting anyone else.
So
that's compatible. That is, you know, definitely the right one.
Yeah, so it's time, you know, it won't be long until it's time for him to get his act together and decide. He has to make a decision at some point about whether he's going to go forward or not. This is what happens to all relationships, in a manner of speaking. You reach a point where you decide, well, do we want to go just jump in, or are we going to just jump off?
So you do see him possibly eventually marrying?
I see a big focus this year for him, and he just started this year. He just had a birthday. I see a big focus for him on settling down, and he has a marriage card showing up.
Wow.
And so there's a strong potential for it here.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's certainly a possibility.
Wow.
No doubt about it. Might as well be you.
Well, we tell each other how much we care for each other, and
yeah.
I do.
How long have you guys been dating?
With each other, 2 years. We've known each other 4, but we've been together for 2, and
that's plenty enough time to figure out whether you want to do it or not.
Well, he's never been married.
Yeah, that's a 5 thing. See, and you knew that going into it. You knew that he had never been married, right?
I knew it. I don't know. I somehow thought he told me a lot of things in the beginning. You know, he mentioned marriage a lot in the beginning. And see, I don't want to rush into marriage with anyone at all because this would be my third. I'm a 2-time loser on that. And so I'm looking for something permanent. No more outsies.
Well, you know, there's 2 ways to approach that whole deal. One is to say, well, I haven't met the right person. Keep looking. And the other one is to look at yourself and say, well, what did I do wrong?
Oh, I've graduated from that school. I'm ready.
So you figured out what your part of it was? And
a lot of it, self-exploration and awareness. A lot of learning.
And what did you figure out about yourself?
What it really translates into in being a partner, a friend, you know, that kind of foundation is so critical, so important, so necessary. Really get to know, be my own best company first, numero uno. And, I mean, to truly love yourself, that's where it all starts. And then everything else falls into place. And I'm there. I'm still working on it. I'm there.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, good. Well, sounds like you're off to a good start.
Oh, yeah.
So don't be afraid. I mean, how much time do you have to waste to sit around and wait, right?
I don't think I'm really waiting. I think, you know, I am very active. I am very, very active. And publicly.
Does that
out
mean
there.
You're dating all kinds of other people? What does active mean? Keeping your options open?
Not necessarily dating, but it's okay to have coffee. It's okay to socialize. It's okay to do that kind of thing, and to be very available for conversation and interaction.
So in case this one falls through, you have some other stuff lined up.
Being available is more like it. That sounds so predatory. It sounds like a strategist.
Well, isn't it? Aren't you a strategist?
No, it's more...
You're a thinking woman. You're not dumb.
Not in permanent relationships.
And you think very logically, Rosanna.
Yes.
And you get your feelings hurt very easily.
Oh, I do.
You're very sensitive. So you have your protection system involves using your mind to figure things out.
Yeah.
That's your technique.
Yeah.
You're approaching this whole thing, somewhat aloofly, with a logical mind guiding you through this dangerous forest where lions and tigers and bears of heartbreak hang around.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You understand?
And no doubt about it. I mean, I love this guy dearly. If anything, if we were to go our separate ways, it would be very hard to... It would be very traumatic. I'd miss him.
Yeah. Well, let him know how much you care about him.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to say that. And tell him that you... Tell him what you want. Say, hey, I would love to be married to you.
Yeah.
That's not putting pressure on the guy. It's just sharing. You're part of your end. He needs to hear what you're feeling.
Yeah.
Trust me on this. He's a Cancer.
Yeah.
It'll mean something to him. Okay, Roseanne, I want to go now.
Well, Mr. Destiny, thank you.
You're welcome, and you can call me Robert.
Okay, Robert, thank you.
Have a nice evening, and thanks for being a guest on our show.
Thank you. I do like your Mr. Destiny name, though.
Okay, that's fine. You can call me whatever you want.
Thank you.
All right, good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye. I happen to know Rosanna's birthday. I've met a lot of Four Clubs people, and they're very security-based. All fours are, So, and the club will use the logical mind to figure things out. And, when you're very sensitive emotionally, which I surmise that she was from her birthday, your mind will be your number one tool to keep you from getting hurt. Sometimes that mind, though, will get you into more trouble because it can't really anticipate everything that can happen. So we have line two again open in line three, and we're going to play a song now called Shiva. And when we come back, if the lines are full, if there's somebody here, we're going to talk. So I hope you're having a great evening, and we'll be back in about 5 minutes. See you then.
Shiva, Hare Shiva.
Welcome back, everybody. Hope you're having fun tonight. Just to reiterate here, for some reason we've got no calls on line three tonight. I'm going to give out the numbers one more time. Toll-free would be 888-228-4494. And direct would be area code 530-876-3223. That's for line three. And that line is available. So, but now we have Sally on line two. Are you there, Sally?
Yes, I am.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you?
Good. And are you a reader of my books?
I am.
Oh. Do you like them?
I love them. Yes, I do.
That's
I don't
great.
Get a chance to read them as often as I'd like, but...
Yeah, that's okay. What can I do for you this evening? You being born on June 27th, 1947.
Correct.
One of those crazy Three of Clubs people.
One of those what?
Crazy Three of Clubs people.
Yes.
I don't even want
yes,
to talk to you.
Crazy
I'm
Three
sorry.
Of Clubs people.
you're
well,
not
I have just
me,
gotten
right?
involved in the last several months in a new business venture. And I wanted to, my question, one of my questions is, what do you see with that and with how
what,
things
what sort of business
are going
is it?
This year in with business?
What sort of business is it?
Pardon?
What sort of business are, did you start?
It's distribution of a new product that is... It's a spiritual product, health related, for
okay.
The physical body and manifestation.
So basically, you're selling something.
Pardon?
Basically, you're going to be selling something, promoting something.
Actually, what I am is I'm actually pretty much running the company, and I'm looking at increasing distribution throughout North America.
Uh-huh.
And to shops and practitioners and people like this.
Okay. And what's going on in your love life, if you don't mind me asking?
What's going on in my love life?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you didn't ask about it, but I see cards here. I need to know what's happening.
About the past 6 months.
Hello?
Hello?
I said, you didn't ask about your love life, but I'd like to know what's happening because I see cards here for that.
You see cards? It's very difficult for me to hear you. I don't know if it's... what's going on in my love life? Well, I've been dating a very nice gentleman since last December, and we're going to Italy together in about a month and a half.
And what's his birthday?
His birthday is 11/2/36.
Okay. Okay. All right. I was just curious because you have two very prominent King of Hearts cards this year. You know, there's five cards every year that are the most important of the whole year. Are you familiar with the system at all?
Okay.
There's the long range, the Pluto, the environment, displacement,
mm-hmm.
and result card. And two of those five cards for you are the King of Hearts.
You have two very prominent King of Hearts cards.
And the King of Hearts card, is your radio turned on?
Pardon?
Do you have your radio on in the background?
Yes, I do.
Can you turn that off, please?
I will.
That'll help.
Okay, it's off.
Okay, that'll help because I was hearing my own self echo there.
<I'm> sorry.
I was getting confused listening to myself talk. So you have a couple of King of Hearts here, Sally.
Mm-hmm.
And the King of Hearts in a woman's spread means the man, the perfect lover.
It means the man is the perfect lover? Is that what
it means
said?
The man, like the perfect lover. And this might be somebody new.
It could be someone new?
Yeah. Because this is a new year. These are new cards that you're just getting, And your year just started.
That's right.
So there's a potential, you know, for there's a potential for someone else to show up in your life this year that you haven't met yet. That's one possibility.
Okay.
But you have very good influences for business this year. I see success. I see hard work and success. Okay?
Okay.
Now, one thing I will caution you about is that especially the end of January, you know, your Saturn period. Do you know how to find the dates of your periods?
Yes, I do.
Well, your Saturn period this year has a three of spades and a five of spades. And if you stretch yourself out too thin, you're going to get sick.
During the Saturn period?
Yeah. So you don't want to be stressing out too much, you know?
Okay.
If you can help it. You know, they say that the person who works a job works 40 hours a week, and the person who owns a business works 80 hours a week.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And so you don't want to be that person who works so much that you get sick.
Mm-hmm. No.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's okay. Not a good thing.
But, you know, this is going to be an interesting year for you. I think there are some surprises ahead for you.
Surprises of what type?
Well, like this other guy coming in for number one. And maybe even, like, it might even somehow lead you into another career. Another money-making venture.
Okay.
That's what's showing up as a possibility for you this year.
Well, I'm always open to things.
Well, that's good, because these are going to be things you haven't thought of yet.
Okay.
And I know you do a lot of thinking.
Yeah, that's for sure. Is there anything about timing with these, or is this throughout the year?
Well, these are more or less things that don't have particular times so much. They're not narrowed down. I see your trip, by the way. It's going to be a lot of fun. Your trip's going to be good.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, that's going to be real nice. It's going to be in your Venus period, which is the best time, you know, one of the better times to travel. And business is going to be keeping really busy starting in October and all the way through Christmas. It's going to be a really busy and successful time for you. I see money and so forth. It's all here. It's all in your cards.
Well,
but there are
neat.
Some other cards coming in that you haven't, you know, you don't know about yet. And now the main one is this King of Hearts, and it doesn't necessarily mean a King of Hearts birth card person, okay? It doesn't necessarily mean this person will be a King of Hearts card, okay? Because the King of Hearts itself is an archetype card.
Mm-hmm.
It represents, for all women, the perfect lover.
So you think it's going to be someone new, not this other person?
Well, it looks like somebody you haven't met yet, because it's coming in like a new influence. You see? Now, to be complete about this, your boyfriend does have a Four of Hearts as one of his ruling cards, but that's not his strongest card. It's not the one that I would pick for him, you know, the heart.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't, I sort of don't think it's him for that reason.
Okay.
So. But this person will not show up right away anyway. Probably won't even have any inkling of the person being in your life until November sometime.
November, December?
Like, yeah, well, even, it could be even October, between October and the end of the year, sometime in that three-month period. So let's just see what unfolds. It should be interesting, Sally.
It should be. Sounds like an interesting year.
Well, you know, you're a person that's, like, pretty open-minded and, you know, you're not restrained by the normal things that most people are restrained by. you're a 3 and a 5 yourself. You know, you're very open to change. Okay?
Okay.
Well, thanks for calling, Sally. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate you being a guest.
And
feel free to call again.
As well. Thank you so much for the for the information.
You're welcome.
Have a nice evening.
All right. Thank you, Sally. Take
okay.
care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So I guess those of you who are listening are thinking, wow, I'm learning a lot about the cards tonight because Robert's talking about stuff that I never heard before. King of Hearts. Yeah. You know, when a woman gets a King of Hearts, or when a man gets a Queen of Hearts, it usually means we're going to have a lover in our life, somebody new. And Sally has 3 King of Hearts showing up in this year, 3 different places, and all of them are the most prominent positions. She has it as as Pluto, long range, and environment in her other spread. So it's looking very, very strong. That she's going to meet somebody new, even though she's pretty happy with the guy she's with right now. Very interesting. So we have 2 lines open now. We have line 2 and 3 still. No one's ever called on line 3. I don't know if it's broken. We actually tried it. It was working fine. So we think it's all working. We're going to play. We're going to have 1 more song, and we're going to take 1 more break. It's your last chance to call in, folks. And while we're on this break, we're going to listen to Gayatri. And then we're going to come back, and if there's somebody on line 2 or 3, we're going to take a call. Otherwise, we might have a shorter session tonight. Hope you guys are doing great. We'll be back in about 5 minutes. See you then.
Yeah. я вільний, дією наша чудая.
Okay, back now, Robert Camp, and we finally figured out what the problem was. The number I've been giving out for line three is not actually line three. It's a different line that's actually being used, so it's busy. If you call that 3223 number, that's not going to happen. Okay, so we do have Julia, though, on line two, and she's been waiting patiently and chit-chatting in the studio. And are you there, Julia?
Yes, I am.
And you're born October 10th, 1969?
Correct.
Okay, what's on your mind this evening?
Couple of things. I've been reading your books, kind of just really trying to discover more about myself and my relationships, both the love cards and cards of destiny. Trying to figure out a few things between myself and kind of my significant other. And the reason why I say my significant other is because we've been kind of on again, off again for the past 2 years.
What's his birthday?
9/1/69. He's a 10 of diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
I guess 8 of spades is his planetary calling card.
Yeah, 8 of spades, yeah. So, you know, between the two of you, you're the one that's least marriageable.
Uh-huh.
Did you know that?
Yeah, okay. I know. I realized that. I was reading through that. We're both divorced.
Yeah, I mean, but you're the one who would have bigger freedom issues because you're a 5 of clubs ruling card.
Right.
And fives like to leave their options open or, you know, don't want to give up their freedom, typically.
All right.
So if there's a problem about the commitment part, it's probably you.
Hmm, so you think I'm projecting?
Why, is he the one that's saying he's not ready to
commit?
Well,
no, it's not necessarily so. It's just that everything happened so fast when we first met, but it's always very intense. I mean, we've grown a lot together.
How long have you been dating?
We've known each other since January of 2005, officially dating since April of that year. So I guess, 2 years going on three.
Yeah, that's a good amount of time.
Yeah, and we moved in together. We moved in together knowing each other for about 6 months, but we kind of quote unquote officially broke up last August.
Uh-huh.
And also because of timing situations too. I think it's just, I'm wondering whether it seems like I know that we're each other's karma cards and everything,
mm-hmm.
from what I've read.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's a lot of intensity and we grow a lot, but also when things get a little out of hand, it really gets out of hand. And so we kind of, split up for a little while. And also because of job situations, he had to move from someplace else, so we're not in the same state. And I guess the long and short of it I'm trying to figure out is, I remember reading in your book, In the Cards of Destiny, about checking out, your significant other's card in your 89 and 90 spread.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I saw that, and what I was confused about was, I guess it looked like, you said in karma cards there's a give and take. So it looks like he's supposed to be giving, I'm supposed to be receiving. But then in the spread, I guess, it kind of looked like it's the other way around.
You have a mixed thing here.
Okay.
You have a double thing. Not double, but you have two different things going on.
Okay.
He owes you in a karma relationship. Now,
mm-hmm.
when somebody meets their first karma card and he's meeting you, you are his first karma card.
Right.
Okay. We sometimes don't like that person. There's things about them we don't like sometimes because they represent a part of us that we haven't integrated correctly or that we're weak in or that we tend to express in a negative fashion.
Mm-hmm.
So when I meet my first karma card, I may not like them because they're acting out my whole thing that I don't want to deal with. You understand?
Uh-huh.
So, there's that going on. There's a mirroring that's very intense there.
Right, so you're saying I'm his first karma card, right?
Yeah, and he's supposed to, he needs to pay attention to you or someone of your birthday or the energy that you represent in order to elevate his own personality and his own expression. So in that sense, in a very practical or down-to-earth way, he needs to give to you and be willing to see things from your point of view.
I see.
Now, there's also the situation that you are moon to him,
mm-hmm.
because his karma card, one of his karma cards is the King of Clubs,
right.
And you're a Queen of Clubs.
Correct.
So that's why you feel like you could be close to him. That's why you might even want to marry him, because of that connection.
Uh-huh.
You look up to him in a way, do you see?
Right.
But it's a little more involved because you also, your Five of Clubs also will show up as one of his Saturn cards. And uh-huh. Ten of Diamonds, they have the karma, they go through a really bad divorce.
Yeah.
A lot of them do.
And he already did.
He already did, but he's probably a little afraid about having another one.
Huh.
It's my estimation. But, really, when I think about this relationship, I think more about you. I don't think you're really clear yet what you want. I think you kind of rushed into this with him, but I'm not sure. I think you've had second thoughts about it.
Originally, I know I was a little fearful because, I was fresh off, well, not too fresh off of it, well, more or less, about a year and a half
off of a divorce, and it was around the similar timing for him too. And I guess I was a little fearful of kind of falling head over heels, but we kind of both did.
Well, I'm saying that, you know, did you say he moved away?
Yeah, well, he had to because he lost his job here in the States, and it was getting to the point where, you know, we were living together, but we were fighting a lot because he just kind of, he was becoming really needy, which surprised the heck out of me and also of, you know, him.
Mm-hmm.
It was not very much like his character. There was a lot of stuff going on in his life. I mean, what with his finalizing his divorce and the custody of his children, that was very stressful.
Yeah.
And to some degree, I felt like, you know, I was there for him, but at times I felt as if the relationship became a crutch for him.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know if that, and to some degree, I felt like did the relationship was out of balance. And so I in some ways, didn't want to feel as if, like I was over-facilitating things just to make it happen for him and happen for me. And although he was, you know, he was just, he was really into, you know, the relationship. Well, so was I, too. And we both kind of had amazing and still have really amazing connections with each other. We feel as if we've known each other in other lives. I mean, I know how as kooky as that sounds, but that's what it feels like. I think in some ways, like, we feel like we could connect on the fourth-dimensional level, but, you know, in this the three-dimensional space, it just it seems like logistically and timing-wise, it's very, very tough, and yet it's so hard to just let go.
Do you feel like you're letting go of him now? Is that what you're experiencing right now?
No, we did break up, and so we kind of fell back into each other's lives again, you know, long-distance-wise. So we're kind of carrying on a long-distance relationship, but it is really hard for us to see each other as often as we like because, well, financially, he's just not in the position. He's got so many things he's got to take care of that financially he hasn't been able to facilitate it, and it's been kind of really, really, well, that's been the main issue in our relationship. And, you know, and I tried facilitating it up to a certain point, but then him being a guy.
So are you the more successful of the two of you?
Financially speaking, yes.
Uh-huh. Okay, yeah, I thought so.
Yeah.
Queen of Clubs often do well in business. They have a good karma for that. Ten of Diamonds can too, but it's not doesn't come as easy as it does for Queen of Clubs.
Yeah, it seems. It seems like they get really hung up on.
Well,
on
it sounds like he's in a big transition. Like he got divorced and he had to go through all of that. Is that all done now, or?
No, the divorce been done. It's just to try to work out the logistics of him visiting his kids. And financially, he was just completely wiped out by his divorce.
Yeah.
And so it was just really tough. And I travel a lot for work. And so even when we were living together, he felt as if everybody he loved was just, he wasn't, you know, he felt like he was grasping at straws. Nobody was around him. And everybody was out kind of out of reach, even myself. And now he's in a position of trying to rebuild, and he's been rebuilding, but it's still been a little frustrating.
Well, I mean, what do you want to happen, Julia?
Well, I mean, I guess ultimately, to some degree, I want to be happy and be in a relationship and. I'm trying to figure out what, I mean, if he's, though I feel that he's the one, but then I'm just, there's a lot of logistical and timing issues, and I don't know if I should just hang in there or just say forget it, move on.
Okay, so.
And I don't know if the cards actually tell me anything. I'm trying to.
Well, there are indications
it doesn't,
here, but see, it's not going to ever supersede what you really want. You know?
Right.
And I see that there, like, there's a potential of you guys getting married.
Mm-hmm.
There is, in the cards.
Right. And, I mean, I would like for that to happen. And he wanted, I mean, that was one thing that he really, really would love to happen. But I know, you know, it may not, that's his heart's desires. But, you know, as you well know, to be falling in love with each other and then to start a life and start a family, that's a...
When you decide to get married, when you really do it, it's a decision that you guys say, well, we're going to do this and we're going to do it together.
Right.
And it's going to happen and it's going to be successful because you're both going to put everything you got into it.
Right.
Not because you're waiting for one person to catch up and get good. And you understand?
Yeah.
Or you're waiting for some circumstance. So you either accept him as he is and say, mm-hmm. let's go for it. I'm ready to follow you and be your woman, or you say, I really can't do this with you.
Well, we kind of were at that point,
I think you're the one that has to decide, not him. I think he wants you.
Right.
That's
I was willing, but then that's a certain... But what I guess what I was having a hard time with was just, you know, he had an ego issue with the money situation. Because he's kind
of
macho.
Well, that's typical of a man, and he'll have to work on that, and he'll have to get over that and get over himself and get over, you know, the fact that you're more successful than he is right now. He could easily turn around and be way more successful than you in the future.
Absolutely.
But he has to be willing to let that go and say, you know, it's okay right now. It doesn't make me less of a man.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make my penis smaller that my woman makes more money than me.
Right.
Okay, so that's something that he has to deal with. And I mean, maybe he can get some counseling or something. This is not a big, it's not a super hard issue to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Unless she makes it into something way bigger.
Right, and I see that sometimes. And I guess at times he feels that, you know, it's a little difficult because just by virtue of being with me, everything that he needs to work on, he feels and says that it just feels kind of magnified, and he feels really pressured. And I'm like, I'm not the one who's pressuring him, because for me,
well,
it's not about the money.
He's a big boy. I mean, he needs to learn how to manage himself.
Right.
You know, how will he manage himself? That's the question. His own feelings, his insecurities, all that stuff. If he doesn't have a counselor, he should certainly get one.
Yeah, I know. I've mentioned that.